That's the joy of the Lord. God wants us to live, because that's Christ. The way you treat your wife is the way you want Christ to treat you. That's why he said, love your wife as Christ loved the church. How do you want Christ to love you? Do you want, when you ask Jesus something, he answers you? Then when your wife asks you something, answer her. Do you want, when you pray, Jesus is happy? When your wife do that, you must be happy. Just because that's how we have prayed. We want to love our family as Christ. Women submit. Submit is not oppressed. Submit is the word used in Greek is meekness. I told meekness, the meaning of the word meekness is like when a horse is being broken. You break a horse in order for the horse to be used or to be ridden on. That's the same word of meekness. It is power under restriction. Power under control. Power under restraint. So when you submit, it doesn't mean you're not powerful. You're still powerful, only your power has direction. Pride is the difference. It's power without direction. And today I was telling Mr. Dan, who has been a blessing to me, I said, Dan, you are blessed to be an American. Stop saying I'm proud to be an American, because the Bible says God resists the, and he give mercy to the. So people, I'm proud to be America. I'm proud to be America. No, you are blessed to be America. When we bring pride in everything down, you are blessed to be in this church. You are blessed to be part of this family. You are blessed to have your family. And God will bring mercy and humility. Having said this, I want you to see your life in one or the way, the other. You can pass this. You can work out. You can struggle in your marriage. But tell me, if you are polluted in your blood, you will pass it to your children. Your children will take it over. And you will be crying because you will watch it. You will see your children can't live, love, and even now their families here, you know what I'm talking about. Your children are not obedient. Your daughters, there is a family, God is telling me right now, your daughter is a big headache for you. And you know nothing, she has reached a place, no matter what you say, she tells you, to hell with you, mama. I don't want anything to do with you, family. Because of the seed we planted, the cord never cut. The cord never cut. When the cord is not never cut, things, people rebel. Children rebel against you. I have my friend Jose was giving me a testimony about the daughter that was murdered. And she was killed by friends somewhere here in America. And it was so a painful thing. But the Lord showed me it was a cord in his life. He had a marriage that was not perfect. Everything was not perfect. And the devil used to that. But now he's my partner. Is moving forth. Hallelujah. God can bring change. I want to give you hope to your marriage. There is no marriage that cannot stand. If a marriage stands, God blesses businesses. The Bible says, this is the last scripture I want to quote. It says that if you don't treat one another well, you even hinder your prayers. Your prayers are hindered. Just imagine, you waste all your time, you're praying, and then nobody's listening. We can allow the Holy Ghost. I've seen God restoring marriage all over the world. God called me for marriages. I don't have time. I have lots of things to share, but that's why I told Pastor Glenn, I love the services Sunday. I love to come and charge people in the word, but I enjoy to see family coming back to the cross. Bill Graham says, what shall man profit if he gains the whole world and loses his family? Family is the heart of God. Family is important. Never, the devil lies to people, oh, we don't have family in the world. And that's why 70% of American men, if they are told to leave their family with God and nothing will happen, you will see how people will rejoice because they have allowed the cord. I had a friend of mine who came to visit me from Grand Cayman Island. And he stayed in my house. Dan, can you help me, please? He stayed in my house, and he saw how my wife treated me He thought I was a king. I mean, the guy was crying every morning. I asked him, brother, why are you crying? He said, I cannot believe Mike. And my wife is not doing under oppression joyfully. She believes I'm the best man ever. In fact, in Swahili name for husband is Bwana. It is the same name of Lord. Just imagine in the morning you wake up, someone calls you Lord. Oh my God, Karababa Shata. Woo! You just feel the power. Yeah, Lord. And they do it joyfully. You know, there's something to do with joyful. It's not my wife, I don't press her, I don't say, she just said, Lord. When she called me today, I said, I'm speaking to the family, she said, Lord, do it better. Abraham, Sarah called her him Lord. That's a Swahili name. We have no, and we don't want, we are not planning to change. The key is, and I make her to be a queen. She's respected. I make sure someone respects me, and some people will try to bring some separation between us. And I laugh to them. I say, okay, this is what you're planning? Okay, I'll show you the door. Because I will protect it. I will protect it. I tell you the truth. I have friends who are good, good friends. And they will come and try to give. I say, no, this is my family. Even my children will try to sometimes say, no, this is your mom. She's your mom. She's special. And they say, oh, no. I say, listen, this I don't bargain on that. Because I want to see the Lord. I want to rejoice in the Lord. And when you keep a perfect marriage, you will enjoy this world. Time has come for you to stop the things that have come. I've shared you my heart. I don't want to go much because I want to take a few minutes for prayers. And let me tell you, I see people, sometimes we have hurry for nothing. Let us just give a few minutes. What a price to pay for only tonight. If your family will be all right for the next 50 years. You know, that's what I see sometimes. What a price, Pastor Glenn. What a price to pay. I tell you, Pastor, if you have a strong family in this church, 10 strong family, you will take all this area. Only 10. Only, you don't need 100,000. This is too much. 10 strong family. People can cry together, pray together. People who lift families to lift one another. You look at your weakness, you use it. That's why God has made you stronger. When you see the weakness, you cover it. You cover. That's why the Bible says women should cover their head. It means women, listen, your head has got many weaknesses, and your head is your husband. There are women who just uncover their husbands everywhere. He's stupid. He don't know me. The Bible says cover your head. So women, I tell you, men have got many weakness. I have a lot of weakness. My wife will cover me. She will cover me with prayers. She will cover me with words. She will protect me. I love my wife for one thing. She will stop everybody to beat me. Then she will beat me. She knows how to cover her head. If you are here with your husband, just lay your hands on his head. Korababas, just say, I bless you, sweetheart, honey. Say, I bless you, I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. I want you to confess those words. There is power in the tongue. Say, I bless you, I bless you. Tell you, hey. You know, this man has never heard that. He has all sweetheart. He wants to hear, I bless you. Just speak slowly. Don't speak in a hurry. Just nicely say, honey, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Now, thank you. Your head must be covered. Hallelujah. How many of you feel tonight you have received something from the Lord? Now, when the Lord taught me about the calls, he taught me the four R's that can be used spiritually. It's a spiritual battle to bring victory over our family. R number one is to recognize. I'm trying to speak English. Recognize. You have to recognize. Every time you discover, you recover. Every time you discover, you recover. So it's to recognize. You must recognize you have a problem in your family. You must recognize there's something. You will feel it. Right now, when I was talking, the Holy Spirit has been talking, saying, hey, hey, look, this is me. There are people who feel everything was them. That's recognizing. And I've said, you must put it that down. Anytime you discover, you recover. Hallelujah. Every time you discover, you recover. And today I speak prophetically, people will recover the lost ears. You will recover the lost ears because by the revelation of the word of God, you have discovered. Hallelujah. Then once you have discovered, you must turn and resist. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know why? Because when you resist, you bring the bigger lion than him. Because he is not a lion. He is a roaring lion. When I was a street boy, sometimes I used to pretend to be a dog. Woo, woo. Do you know when a real dog comes? You flee. That's what I'm trying to say. When a proper dog comes, you flee. What is the meaning of the word flee? Running rapidly opposite direction. So the Bible says resist the devil. You bring a real lion. He has been bring just making big noise. Now let him meet the real lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah. God, once you have resist, you must close the door by repenting. You must repent. Repent means turning. About turn. Going different direction. Changing the way. Today you can change away from the love. The kind and make start making decision. And start putting things right. No marriage is too late to be transformed. Nobody is too late. And no young marriage. Marriage is marriage. That's why nobody can teach, no teacher for marriage, because everyone, every marriage is unique. There is no pattern. For those who came, maybe for me to show you pattern of love is nowhere. Every marriage is unique, is special, it's wonderful. It is God ordained. Hallelujah. So number two is to resist. You repent. Why do you repent? God will show you things you made. There are people who entered in a marriage in a wrong covenant. There are some soul tie. Listen to this. There is some soul tie in the marriage. What is soul tie? People engage themselves in sexual immorality prior their marriage with the different partners. The spirit, the ties are there. And when you're in marriage, sometimes you get comparison. You start comparing with your wife with this. It's just like divorce. When you divorce, you marry another one. You just feel like, wait, this, my first wife was this. And you will find people who divorce, they call that first wife, because the tie was not cut. Someone will say, my first boyfriend, my first girlfriend, because the tie has not been cut. That's called soul tie. Today I'm trying to give you bones. You know, let me tell you, Pastor Glenn coming to my church in Kenya, he will have authority to teach this. Because here, he is the father. So that's why God gives me authority under his shadow to teach. So there are things I can say he cannot say. But when it comes to my child, that's why there must be divine exchange. Hallelujah. That's why the pastors who are insecure, they don't like to invite other pastors. They just need to repent. Because there must be divine exchange. And God bless you. So first is to repent, to turn, and to start thinking of soul ties. There are soul ties. Some of us, we were forced into soul ties. We were in a relationship in life. We were young people. When your parents told you no, you never thought anything. There was that time, adolescence, there are all those reasons. But do you know the blood of Jesus don't cleanse reasons? it only cleanses sin. So as long as you remain with your reason, you die with your reasons. Until you reach and say, God, I sinned. And the word sin has got an I in the middle. I. You wanted everything. That's why you entered into sin. Sin has got an I in the center. S-I-N. I. I'm the one who I need this. Thieves, the I. Immorality is I. Lust is I. Anything I. That's why sin has got an I in the middle. You must repent. Saltize. Things you entered. Covenant. They are things. They are very small, but they work. HIV is killing people in Africa because of saltize. Someone thinks, I'm only sleeping with this only one woman. And that woman slept with another man. So if you do binary fusion, you're sleeping with 1 million people. That's why the Bible says, he who goes with prostitute unites his body with a prostitute. It's also one body, one flesh. Yes. This everything is in the Bible. So soul ties are like that. You can receive curses from people. You just association by association. You associated with the wrong. That's why the Bible says, the companion of fools shall be destroyed. He that walks with the fools will be full. When you company, any company. Today, when this altar is breaking, there are people God will tell you to break some companies. There are some women, this I've taught in my church, I can teach it here. There are some women, you are always with the wrong women. And you discuss about family and they have no family. Bring companion of failure. They start speaking evil thing words, simple words. Oh, I'm free, I'm like this. Oh, I can't believe your husband is waiting for you. I'm glad nobody's waiting for me. The spirit enters. Yeah? Is that okay, Pastor? Yeah, the spirit enters. thank you. Love you, man. Yeah, the companion, I've the same. God told me if you talk to poor people, you combine with failures, you start attracting failures. And it has happened to me. When I started working with important people, you start looking important. It's true. You just do. You don't need. You, few things. I started working with Kalonzo, the vice president, and everything. So people think I'm very important. Only myself, I know I'm just Mike. You work with the companions of people who speak negative. People who don't talk bad about Jesus, about the church. And always you are with them. Always that's your company. Always that's what you share with. Will destroy your stand with the Lord. So this is something you share. My wife, I shared with her. I said, Mommy, I love you. Stop. I don't like this. I don't like this. You love them. Talk to them. But tell them now, listen, my husband thinks. With you. It's a price. Every marriage has a price to pay. So they are friends. I used to have friends. I want to confess. I used to have friends. In our they were pastors. Good friends. But these pastors, they were immoral. I'm telling you the truth. Very immoral. They could do miracles. You saw those things is not from you. It's from God. They were not walking right with the Lord. But I wanted to have companion. And I discovered the more I worked with them, I started losing track. Imagine, and I'm full with the Holy Ghost. I'm speaking in tongues. I just found, they started talking negative about other people. I found myself also commenting because they will ask you. They will intoxicate you. They will say something, but they'll say, is that true? And you will only say yes, and then you're part of the mission. Evil companion will be destroyed. David in the Bible lost a son called Amnon because he got bad advice and he went and slept with a sister. Just he listened. Judas betrayed Jesus because he was able to hear. He was walking with the wrong people who found him in a wrong place, discussed about money in a wrong place. He became evil. Many people in the church, they are killing the church. They are killing their pastor. They discuss evil about men of God. And they destroy their own souls. Because they are with the people who don't respect God. I tell people, if you want to discuss about your pastor, discuss him with God, not with mere men. Because God employed him, not you. So talk to his employer. So their pastor will want talk me to talk about other pastors. I say, no. Let us tell God he's their employee. If you have any reason, problem with him, talk to him. Backbiting? Do you have the word backbiting here? Now, this is the final one now. Then we are praying. There is this thing which happens, says, brother, I'm only telling you this. Okay? Please. It's in confidence. Now, if it has defeated me, I have to tell you, one day it will defeat him. He has to tell it out. Also in confidence. So the spirit goes like that. You just say in confidence, please, let nobody know this. This is only because I feel, wow, we are this. He will also feel about it. Let us be clean. Never not discuss our marriage with the people who will destroy it. Let us not look our advice outside the Lord. People are looking advice of marriage to the people who are not even Christians. Evil people, instead, people are not open with me. What healed me, Pastor Glenn? I had a pastor called Pastor Ford. I went to him. I said, Pastor, I have a problem in my mind. There is no humiliation in humility. Write that one down. No humiliation in? So I go to my pastor. I tell him, Pastor, I know I have this problem. And if he's a true pastor, he doesn't make a message out of what you have said. He takes it. He is a healer. He wants to lift you up. He wants to protect you. He will protect it, pray for you, pray for your wife, and he bring restoration. He who wins Saul is wise. Are you ready to fight? The final R is receive. You have repented, resisted, repent. The first one was? Recognize. Second, resist. Then repent. Now you have to receive the spoil. Everything that has been stolen from you. Every joy, every wasted time. Make new decision. Make now. Life is all based on decisions. You'd rather make a bad decision, but it's a decision, rather than not making any decision. So you start making new decisions. I am deciding I'm going to make this. Let me tell you, your confession makes your wife beautiful. Changes her. You just talk good. You will be shocked how beautiful she becomes. The more you... When you speak negative, it makes her the same. Negative. You just speak. You can create your wife. You can talk to your wife. And this goes to your head, goes to your heart, and goes to your all system of your body. So when you meet, you will love one another, you enjoy life together, you enjoy everything because you have confessed. But when you don't speak life to your wife, you don't speak, you only complain, and your wife always complains. I taught my wife, there are women in the church, they complain about their husband. Even when your husband is overweight, you talk, when your wife is a bit overweight, you just, as if that is so big thing. Even round is a shape. You give complaint, you complain, as if it's the everything. You must show blessing. Bless, don't complain. This is what God has given you. Bless her. Speak positive. You look good. Oh, you're okay. Can you do this? My wife will tell me, I'm glad. The only joy I have now, I dress the way I want. Because she won't allow me to be like this. I go through checkups. I go through smell checkup, every checkup, every socks. My socks lives by faith. I wear the one that I find. So she will check all this. So before I go to church, I go through a parade. She blesses me. Bless your family. When you will pass it, your children will follow it. And let me tell you, it's not by what they see, it is the blood. The Bible says, when I pass, I saw you polluted in your blood, and I command blood live. I want us to command Pastor Glenn today, marriage to live here. Marriage to be restored. In the name, how many of you feels God wants to do something in your life? Hallelujah. Give Jesus a good hand clap. So, for those who feel this can be their day, we don't want to waste time. Today is a love day. It's the day you can just allow God to bring new life. You know, Jesus said you have been washed by the words. So what I've been doing all this time, it has been washing. Washing. Hallelujah. Now we are just doing final cleansing and then you'll be all right. Now there is final dose. You need just to surrender. There is no humiliation in humility. There are people who feel ashamed to come to the cross. There are people who feel they cannot break in their family. When God taught me brokenness, my family was healed. When a time comes to cry, I will cry. When the time comes to laugh, I will laugh. I just want my family to stand. I want to reach before the Lord, not with a big church. And God says, you preach, you saved all the children, you bless this, and there is no souls of my family there. My children are not in heaven. I must bless them. I was telling Gina the other day, every time I go out, I make sure I bless. And Pastor Glenn, let me tell you something amazing. God has used you in a special. Everywhere I go, people will bless me for people. God, do this with the church. Do this with the... Very few people with the real, they say, this is for your family. I want to bless your family. Because that is a covenant you are making with my family. So that the blessings in my family will come to your family. That's why the Bible says, if you bless a prophet, because he's a prophet, you receive what? And anybody bless you, bless me because of me, you receive the same reward. And I believe in these things. These things, you cannot take them out of the Bible. I want to ask any family that feels today they can come to the cross and break these things. It will be a battle. We will break it. We don't mind about this. This fear, people falling, it doesn't mean anything. But if you fall, don't even let God work in you. So I tell people, falling does not mean you have received. Okay? You can just be a fallen sinner and a standing sinner. It's just like baptism. People think baptism cleanse. You can only be a wet sinner and a dry sinner. But you're still a sinner. You have to repent. So, but if you fall, allow God works in you. Don't be in a hurry. Don't even, there are people when God wants to operate, because sometimes God will make you go down by the power and he wants to operate. He wants to speak. He wants to change. Just allow. Just relax. Don't fear anything. Don't fear people. These people, at the end of the day, they all go to their own bedroom. You remain in your painful bedroom. Every time after this we leave, you go to your own bedroom, you meet the same person you call devil. You have no choice to live with him. Today God wants to break that thing. Pastor Glenn, I want you to stand here. And if we have anointing oil, we will use it finally. But now, for any family that feels this is their day, I don't care to pray for the whole church, because I've seen my family once change. I feel my family wants to be delivered. You feel there is a cord you want to cut. Now, with your sweetheart, hold your hands and come here before the cross. With your sweetheart, don't leave her if she's there. If she's not there, it's all right. You can still come and represent your family before the cross. Oh, there is healing, Pastor. There is a huge healing. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold, if you have your wife, please. If you have your wife, please hold her hand. And those people who can stand by faith, because we believe in faith. There are those, maybe your wife did not come, and she's, you are here, I want you to come. Don't mind. Don't say, oh, my husband did not come. Maybe your husband is not saved. Do we have people who their husbands are not saved here? Hey, we're going to prophesy today fire over your family in the name of Jesus. Shekala baba bosoto. Hold your wife, your hands of your wife. Oh, hold it. Today is a new day. Now, how many of you are here? By any chance, I've done the same mistake. Pastor Glenn has done the same mistake in one or the other. And the mistake is we have led people in a confession of death, sickness, and what else do they say? And poverty. We have done the same mistake. We can renounce that fast. We can renounce that. Now, listen, this is a battle. When you go to the battle, you have to fight for your family. So forget about anybody's family. It is your family we are dealing with. Because at the end of the day, when you go to your house, you are two. You are two of you. And so if God today heals this family, if God today heals this family, it will be the whole purpose of this day. Pastor, we will have achieved the goal that heaven will make. If God heals this family, we shall achieve the goal. Every family goes through pain. Every family. I tell you, you might think you have a problem with your family. You talk to the other person, you feel, oh my God, mine is even worse. But today, there's healing. Someone here just blessed me. I want to bless that person, really. He just blessed me with a beautiful, expensive ring. May God bless you in the name of Jesus. He didn't know. I was telling Pastor Glenn about the wire, and Pastor Glenn was shocked because it happened. Just bless me. That's a covenant in your family. I just speak covenant in your family. So today we want to build an altar. This altar is an altar that Job did build in the book of Job. He built an altar whereby joy came to his house. And he says, may the day of my prime, when the Lord poured oil on my, when I washed my feet with butter, that's Job 29. When I walked through the street, the stones dripped with olive oil. When I entered before people, God respected me. People talked well of me. Whoever heard me spoke well of me. Job is desiring that day. And that day is coming to your family. When your family will be a topic. There are people here. Your relative have cast you. Now, there are people here right now. Your in-laws, your brothers have become a curse in your family. Today we are cutting every cord. I am going free from any cord from anybody. There's jealousy. People spoke evil. Say, you will not succeed. Ozzy, you'll just stand. Come and stand behind that place. I want you to be praying from that back. God wants to heal your family today. God is, that's the key. Number one, we want to break that. I want to break, and we will confess. And then after breaking, Pastor Glenn will pray a prayer of confirmation that God, we declare that curse, that confession, gone. So that from today, poverty will not be part of your family. Sick, and let me tell you, the miracle will happen now. There are people who will get healed today. Right now, sickness will go. Because you brought it, now you are casting out. It's because we are breaking that confession. Are you ready? Yes. I want to hear a military voice. I want to hear a serious voice. People who are angry with the cord. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, God. Even the devil knows there's something. Let me tell you, he hates that noise. Just before I do that, do we have anybody who feels today? He's here. He has never given his life to Christ. Maybe your husband, maybe your wife. And you want to make it right to get the full blessing of the Lord. Let me see by your hand first. Oh my God. Come here, my sweetheart. Anybody else? Anybody else? Just come. Don't worry. This is amazing. Anybody else who wants to make newness? See this. This is amazing. Hallelujah. This is the most important thing we can do first. We cannot assume this. It's a new day, my dear. It's a new day. It is a new day. Hallelujah. Just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I repent my sin.
I repent my sins.
And I welcome you.
And I welcome you.
In my life.
In my life.
Today, Lord.
Today, Lord.
I confess.
I confess.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just bless him. Bless him. Bless him, Pastor Glenn. That we just bless his daughter. daughter of Abraham. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. It's a new anniversary, Pastor. New anniversary in your marriage. New joy. Every wasted years. Much bigger, huge restoration coming upon your family, upon your children. God is saying he has rejoiced in you and he wants to bring you to a new level, new level, new level. Hallelujah. Now confess, say, Lord Jesus. Hey, military. Lord Jesus. We are coming before you. In your holy name. To renew our vow. To renew our vows. Now I will start with all men here. Turn to your wife, hold two hands. You know the name, or say, darling. All men, darling. I know some of you have never called your wife darling or sweetheart or anything. Today is a new day. Say, darling, forgive me for every curse I ever put upon you. And today, I renew our marriage vow. I love you in the name of Jesus. You are my wife in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All women now, say, sweetheart, I come to you. Forgive me for any curse I ever put upon you. And today, I renew my vow. I love you in the name of Jesus. I resist sickness, poverty, and all other nonsense I ever said about you. You are the best. Hey, hey. Hey, hug your wife, kiss your wife, just new life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For those without their husband, you have to go and do that at home. This is the only thing I permit you to do it at home. So, look at your wife or your husband and know she's a new person. New marriage, new life. You're starting again. No curse anymore. I break any sickness over your life. I break any poverty over your life. I break any curse of destruction. Any evil word ever said about your own children, about your life. Listen, there's someone here who have been married. They have never had a child. God is going to give you a child. This is what God is saying. I tell you, mark my word. At the appointed time, you'll have a child in Jesus' name. This is how powerful when a covenant is made. So say, Jesus, thank you for my marriage. Thank you for my marriage. Now you have to forgive the priest or the pastor who led you to that evil. In Jesus' name. And give Jesus a good hand clap. Pastor now.
Let me just do something, which is called an act of identificational repentance. And as a pastor, some of you in this room I have married. Some of you in this room I have done a recommitment of your vows. And so I want to repent as your pastor for leading you in vows that caused you to confess a curse. And so for those of you whom I married, I want to ask your forgiveness, and I want to repent of that, and I want to ask you to forgive me in the name of the Lord. And I want to stand in place of all other ministers that perhaps whatever pastor, whatever priest, whatever minister may have married you and led you in the same thing. On behalf of that person, I want to identificationally repent and ask your forgiveness and stand in his place and ask you to forgive me in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. You have said you are faithful. And now, God, we come to your throne with many things that has gone in our lives. We come because we have recognized the cords in our life. This cord has made us make pain in our family. There are some people here who have hurt their wives so badly. I see women bleeding here. I see there are men who have hurt their children. They are bleeding. There are women who have been hurting their husband, and I can see their heart is bleeding, 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 broken heart, bleeding heart. And God, heal your people today. I want now you to go before God in this confession. Say, God, we recognize our sin. We recognize there is a cord in our lives. We recognize there is generational curse in our lives. For we were born in sin. We were conceived in iniquity. Father, we were begotten in sin. And today we come before you because we have recognized our sins. And we ask you, Lord, cut any cord in our life. Any cord from my ancestor, from my father, from my mother, from my family. Lord, today, I declare, I have recognized the plans of the devil, and I resist now. Now we are resisting any plan of the devil. We resist any covenant with Satan. We resist any covenant with Satan. Resist any covenant in your family. Resist any covenant in your family. We resist now. Say, I resist any plan of the devil over my family. And today, I stand in the gap to say, it is the end. It is the end of a painful marriage, of a bad marriage. It is the end of every plan of the devil over my family. And from today, I will pass on the blessings of God that addeth no sorrow, that adds no sorrow in my children. And my children's children, to the first and to the second and to the third and to the fourth generation. I am a blessing. And I repent, God. Now we are going to repentance. I repent. Now I want everyone to use his own mouth and repent something. God shows you something, some words you said about your wife, something bad. Some just ask God, forgive me. Father, the Bible says if we repent, he is faithful and just to forgive us from all our unrighteousness. I repent of my sin. Father, I repent. Many times I've said lies. Many times I've done something to hurt my family. God, I pray that you renew the joy. As David said, renew the joy of salvation. Renew the joy of my marriage. Renew the joy of my family. Lord, I repent. For many times, Lord, I have not been a blessing. I've been a hindrance. I've been a hindrance. I've been a hindrance to my family. I come before you. I repent, Lord. I come before you, Lord. For many times, I have caused pain to my children. I have caused pain to my family. To whoever you have given me to have. Forgive me, Father. So say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive our marriage. We have not had an altar in our family. Today, Lord, we are asking you to come to be an altar. To be an altar in our marriage. I call for restoration to my family in the name of Jesus. Now, everyone, lift up your both hands while you're holding your wife's hand because we are receiving now. We are receiving the joy. We are receiving the new covenant. We are receiving the joy. We are receiving the joy. We are receiving the peace. We are receiving the love. We are receiving the stolen things. We are receiving everything, the enemy, the love, the sickness. We have gone, we have paid money into the sickness the enemy has brought in our family. We resist now and we receive the blessing. We receive the blessing in our marriage. We receive the blessing in our marriage. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command blessing right now. I command blessing right now. I command blessing right now. Now I will say, I command blessing. You have to confess it. I receive. I command blessing right now. I command blessing right now. I command prosperity. I command love. I command joy. I command victory. I command victory. I command favor. I command favor in the name of Jesus. Every demonic attack, go. Every satanic forces, go. Every umbilical cord, be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Healing right now, come to this marriage. Newness in the joy. You will not divorce in Jesus' name. I say you will not divorce in the name of Jesus. Your children will not divorce in the name of Jesus. There is someone God is telling me, go back home. Go back home. There are people who are here at the, you are ready to separate. God is saying it's new. New life. New life. Forgive your wife. Forgive your husband. You are starting again. And I declare humility in your family. I declare meekness in your family. I declare peace in your family. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Now I want to anoint every family. Pastor Glenn, take your anointing oil. Now we are anointing families now. Just stand where you are. Let your family be anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just everyone should be praying now. Just pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. We will just put oil. We have anointed to just move back and then we have another one. Please. You said you don't leave the school because I want to do a final prayer over your children, over your family. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day, my brother. It's a new day. 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 Now, I'm going to be finished now. Everybody to stand up. Everybody, even those who are seated, because we are finishing. The Bible says, and Israel, that is in the book of Chronicles, they rejoiced at the covenant because they entered into a covenant. I want you to bless your children now. I want to bless your children right now. I command your children are blessed right now. I call your children are blessed. Your children are blessed. Your children are blessed. Your children are blessed in the name of Jesus. Sickness must bow. No untimely death in Jesus' name. No untimely death in the name of Jesus. No, you will not be an orphan. Your children will not be orphans. Your children will not be orphans. Your wife will not be a widower. Your husband will not be a widower. Your wife will not be a widow. Covenant of life. I command covenant of life. Lift up your hands and say, I receive. I want a military people receiving. Say, I receive. Covenant in my family. I receive. Covenant with my children. I see children coming back to you. I see children coming back to you. Let me pray for only this, please. Allow me, then we give our offering. Because this offering today is prophetic. I just feel it's not a normal offering, it's prophetic. Pastor Glenn, there is a family here. You have lost your daughter. Your daughter is completely out of God's way. I want them to come here now. There are three families that I see properly. The rest I'm not seeing, but they can come. You know, you want, we call your daughter back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restoration. Sheka mama. Now, there are another five family with your son. Take the prophet. Your son is beyond control. Until you blame one another, you think it is my, the husband thinks it's my failure. I'm a bad father. I'm a bad mother. No. It is the yoke. The yoke is being broken today. The covenant is being broken today. The cord is broken today. In the name of Jesus. There is another family, last healing wounds. Don't be ashamed of anything. This is a healing clinic today. This is a serious healing clinic. There is someone, you are, this is your third or second marriage. We want to cut that cord of the first marriage so that you walk in freedom. Because right now there has been still some, we call it in science, agglutination. There is still some roughness. You still feel you are not even, we can break that and this will be a perfect marriage. Do we have that family here? Yeah, don't fear. Just come. Come here. I want you to just come. Thank you. It's a new day. It is a new day. If you're here, you just come. That's why we had this. Oh, hallelujah. It's a new day. No, you know, we are not here to judge anybody. We are not here. Because even us, if it is not Christ, we could do that. Hallelujah. It's just by the grace. We are not proud. We are blessed. It's a new day. And now the rest, I'm cutting any cord you ever had in your youth. This is what the Lord is telling me. The shame of your youth. The shame of your youth, any cord you had, it's being broken. Lift up your hand, everybody, now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Confess, Father, in the name of Jesus. I cut any cord in my youth. Any spiritual connection. Any soul tie. In my past, that is affecting my present. Today, I resist it because I've recognized, I resist, I repent, and I receive new covenant. Covenant of joy. And I call my children back. If there is anything that I've done that causes them to run away, I break that cord. Call my daughter back. I call my son back. In the name of Jesus. Right now I command. Blessing. Over your family. Even over your brother. Over your sister. Over your children. Over your relative. You are the source of blessing. Now receive any miracle you want to receive. Receive miracle. Call your daughter back. Declare, call her back now. Call her back, call her back, call her back. Oh, call her back. Hallelujah. Call my daughter. I call my daughter back. I call my son back. I call my children will never go depart from the way of the Lord. Amen. And finally, Israel rejoiced at the covenant. Lift up your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. No. Listen. You people, you pretend when you come to church. When you are in a football match, you are a different animal. It's true. When you are in a basket match, I know you are different. Now you are in the house of the Lord. When you say rejoice, don't be afraid of anybody. You are getting your family free. Just give God a good hand clap. Yes! 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 He hates that. We have resisted him now. We have resisted him now. Satan, flee from my family. Flee from my family. Satan, get lost. Pastor Glenn, I'm going to send you my CD to bless these people. It's called Satan, Get Lost. Can you shout, Satan, get lost. How many of you really feel it's a new day for their family? Your daughters are coming back. Your children are coming back. With this prophetic anointing, just allow me to receive your offering now. Just bring the offering. I want Pastor Glenn to stand here. The Bible says they laid them in the feet of the prophet. Now, this is a covenant. I believe this. This is what God has told me, Pastor. It's nothing to do with money. It's nothing to do with what you give. It's not how big, how small. It's covenant. You know, covenant is a different thing. Israel made covenant. Covenant. Just give that seed for your children. Give seed for your family. Give seed for your love. Give a seed that is a covenant. And God will bless you. Just sit down and bring the seed. I want the final music here as someone are coming before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just love your wife. Just tell her this is the night.
Bless you. Pastor Nick, if you could come, please. Pastor Nick, come. And if any of the musicians are left in the house, come. We're going to receive an offering, and we're going to do it the way we do it here in harvest time. Ushers, if you could bring me two offering plates, please. And Mike, this is the way we do it. In Africa, they come and they just lay money on the front here. But we're much more polite. We put it in the bucket, so it's easier to carry. So, Mike, I want you to just come stand right here on the floor. Come stand right here on the floor. Listen, beloved, let me give you a spiritual kingdom truth. Everybody, look at me. I know you're fishing. Look at me for one second. Paul said this. Paul said to the Romans. He said, I long to come to you. Spread them out a little bit. Spread them out. 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 He said, I long to come to you so that I might impart some spiritual gift to you. And he said, so that we might mutually bless one another. And Paul brought a spiritual deposit to the Romans, and they in turn made a deposit in his ministry that enabled him to continue traveling westward with the gospel. And that's the way it works in the kingdom. So we're going to make a deposit in the ministry of Mike, and we're going to make a deposit specifically in his family. So, I don't know, his wife needs a beautiful new dress to go with that ring, doesn't she? And so I want you to come and bring a deposit. And we're going to sing Savior. He can move the mountains while you come and do that. And then after you've given, you can go. Bless the man of God. You can hug him and love him, bless him. As you come, let's pray, and then you can go. Let's pray. Let's pray. Hold on. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you so much for this deposit that we've received tonight in the Spirit. And Father, we bless our brother and his family back, Lord. We receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we claim for our families, Lord, a prophet's reward. Thank you for this night of ministry, Lord. Bless our brother, Lord, as he returns to Kenya. God, we wish him Godspeed. Lord, we pray that everything would come together for the rebuilding of his church. The laborers, the materials, let him buy the materials at a good price, Lord Jesus. Good labor. Labor at a good cost, Lord, and let it be done quickly to the glory of God. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, come. Sing Savior, he can move the mountains. Help us out. Pastor Nick.
Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save.